God has not given us a spirit of fear, yet many Christians continue to fear. Why is that?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about fear. The Scripture has much to say about it, and it's a very, very common problem among Christians and non-Christians alike. There is such a thing as natural fear. For instance, when you're in a high place, such as on a mountaintop where there's crevices where you might fall, God forbid, or near a cliff, or at the top of a high building, and you start getting close to the banister that keeps you safe and inside. Those things may create an anxiety associated with fear, an anxiety or a fear that one might fall or lose their balance or get hurt or what have you. And those kinds of fears are very brief, and they serve to protect a person. And that is what we would call a healthy fear, a fear that witnesses to our thought life
the need for caution. We're not talking about that kind of fear today. We're talking about fear that is unrelenting, fear that continually hangs around over someone's head and causes them to be tormented. Scripture says fear has torment. When a person who is a Christian or even a non-Christian has that kind of fear, you are almost always dealing with a spirit of fear, a demonic spirit. Probably got its entry into the person's thought life through some sort of psychic, that is mental or emotional trauma from the past, and maybe even at a very early age, and has been with them ever since, even to the point of tormenting. We can even see it in adults who have had fear for a long time during their life that is sort of free-floating. What we mean by that is that they can't put their finger on it, they can't identify it as to the source. However, very frequently, if you ask them about their parents and how many children they had and their mother's pregnancy history, very often you will find that there were other children in the family line who were aborted, or that in the particular case of the person who is fearful, that the mother and the father discussed the possibility of abortion before the birth, then decided not to. But the soul man, you see, and the spirit man are beyond time and space. And regardless of how young the physical man is, the spirit man and the soul man can hear and understand even in the womb. And what happens is you get people who are born without being aborted. Maybe the parents never told them as children or adults. And as they become older, toddlers or little children, and then maybe older children, you discover that they have a problem with fear. Now, that doesn't mean that every person who goes through threatened abortion or anything like that is going to be fearful. It's simply a consideration. There are other causes, physical traumas or injuries that might have been life-threatening, can cause a spirit of fear to enter one's thought life. Not only that, but emotional traumas, either in early life or early childhood or teenage life, where people or the child was emotionally wounded with rejection or abandonment, not being adequately nurtured or affirmed or loved, giving them the security that they need. And in so doing, having problems relying on or trusting their parents or their siblings. Most of them take on what we call an orphan spirit because they've never felt affirmed by anyone, accepted unconditionally, and in so doing, feeling threatened that they may not have a future if they don't rely on themselves. That fear drives them to achieve. In their thought life, they're saying, well, I'm not sure I can rely on any of my family, my parents or my siblings, to help me. I think I'm going to have to make a way for myself in the world. And they begin striving to achieve. Some of them become very good at it. But very often, the fear is the driving force, and a subtle one. In Proverbs 29, verse 25, we read, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe." In Psalm 27, verse 1, we read, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Turning to God, the Lord Christ Jesus, as Lord and Savior, is the remedy for fear and overcoming fear. Psalm 34, verse 4 says, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." Who will do it? He will do it. In Psalm 23, verse 4, we read, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Now, God's walking you through life. You have nothing to fear. Rely on him. Turn to him. Lean on him. Tell him what your fears are. Surrender them to him to put in the death work of the cross. If it runs in the family, confess it to Father God as a generational sin and repent for the family members or ancestors walking contrary to him and in hostility to him, and then declare that generation's curse broken off of you and the next three generations after you in Christ Jesus' name. Cast those spirits to the pit. Chain them there until the great white throne judgment, all in Christ Jesus' name. God makes a way. So in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, it says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." In Hebrews 13, 6, we read, "So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." You see, going back to Psalm 23, listen to that first part of the psalm. "Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." See, a shadow might scare you, but a shadow can't harm you. It doesn't say there that you are walking through the valley of death. No, here it's likening the walk through this world as the valley of the shadow of death. Well, it might interest you to know that the Valley of the Shadow of Death is an ancient cemetery, a very large one that goes along much of the east side of the Jerusalem Wall. As a matter of fact, people are buried there even today, and it's very, very expensive to get a plot there, a grave there, because many people demand that they want to be buried there so that when Messiah comes and goes through that eastern gate on that side of Jerusalem Wall, that they can be near him so that they can be resurrected quicker. Well, I think the resurrection is going to take place worldwide of all believers all at one time. However, notice in that verse that the valley of the shadow of death is not the same thing as the valley of death. A shadow can't harm you. Fear can't harm you. Fear is faith in the negative. It's the opposite of faith in God. Scripture says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." So when you start replacing faith with fear, you're already getting in trouble with the Holy Spirit. So God wants you to yield those feelings to him, to put in the death work of the cross. break any generation's curse of fear. Yield it to the Holy Spirit. Confess your freedom and cast that spirit down to the pit in the name of Christ Jesus and declare it chained there until the great white throne judgment in Christ Jesus' name. Break it off of you and the next three generations, all in Christ Jesus' name. If you're going to fear anyone, fear the Lord. And the word fear there does not mean to be afraid of him. It means to hold him in awe, to hold him in reverence. That's what it means. So Psalm 103:13 says, like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him, that wait on him, that respect him, that hold him in awe. God is not going to let you down. Stop fearing. Matthew 10, verse 29 to 31 says, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear you not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Let me ask you a question. Did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ can deliver you from fear, doubt, unbelief, or anything else that has hindered your life or faith walk or stopped you from coming to God? Christ is waiting with open arms. He accepts you just the way you are. You do not have to perform for him. His love for you is unconditional. You can pray this prayer aloud now. He will come into your heart and reveal himself to you and show you his salvation. There is no problem so deep, so bad, no hole that you can be so stuck in that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. He will do so for the asking. If Christ has a way into your heart, he's got a way out of your circumstances. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sins.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings, given over many years past, are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.